We've kind of picked July as the time to talk about hurricane preparation, because we get really into August. September is sort of the prime time, if you will, for us here up in Massachusetts.
For people who live inland here in western Massachusetts and out over Vermont and eastern New York, what are the primary things we have to be concerned with when a hurricane forms out in the Atlantic?
Well, it's a very good point, because a lot of people, particularly new to the area, figure, well, I don't own a place at the beach, so I don't have to be overly concerned about hurricanes or tropical storms when they get up here. But the fact of the matter is, in most recent years, the events that we've experienced, whether it was Irene or it was Sandy, it was really central and western Massachusetts and in southern Vermont that probably saw the brunt of those storms. And not only the strong winds, but the thing people tend to forget about is the water. More damage, more life is lost through drownings, through flooding from these storms than actually the wind damage. So in that regard, it's something that people should take very, very seriously when we see these things starting to meander up the coast.
What preparations can people make to safeguard against the danger of flooding?
Well, first of all, you want to have the ability to self-exist, I guess, post-event. In other words, you potentially could lose power and obviously be isolated because of either flooding or roads not passable because trees being down. So you need that family emergency kit where you can self-sustain for a number of days. We're talking about a generator, obviously, knowing how to work that safely would certainly give you power. But if you don't have a generator, certainly a flashlight with extra batteries, a portable radio, certainly non-perishable food, bottled water, first aid kit, those type of things. You also want to have a plan, and a plan being how you're going to be able to communicate with your family members if you do get separated, and where you would go if, in fact, you had to evacuate. And, you're not necessarily going to go to a local shelter, but you're going to go to Aunt Susie's house up in upstate New York or wherever you plan on leaving to. And lastly, being informed. Being informed, first of all, are you in an area that is prone to flooding from these type of events? And then secondly, to be able to monitor the event as it occurs, paying attention to the media, listening to the radio announcements, national weather, so you don't get caught off guard. I guess the one good thing about these types of storms is that we do get plenty of warning. We tend to watch them, as I said, come up the coast over a number of days. But again, the fact that you're not along the coast doesn't mean you can't be in danger.
Let's talk, though, a little bit about the danger that does exist along the coast. It's been quite some time since the Massachusetts coast took a hit from a hurricane. Has a sense of complacency and the feeling that, oh, it can't happen here. Do you worry that may have settled in?
Absolutely. Hurricane amnesia is always a big issue with us, because you have to go back to 1991, Hurricane Bob, where you really had a full-fledged hurricane hit the coast and cause that sort of damage. But as I said, a lot of these storms, even when they reduce down to tropical storm level and get here, certainly can have a lot of damage. But certainly along the coast, it becomes an issue. That's why every year we update the Cape Cod emergency traffic plan to help folks, easily get off the Cape, or more easily get off the Cape, I guess, if you will, over those two bridges, if and when we do have an event coming up the coast. And certainly we work very closely with local officials to make sure that they have everything they need in place, both to reach out to people and move people and ultimately evacuate people if it becomes necessary.